This is my first time preaching with somebody interpreting at the same time, so I hope you'll bear with me as I stumble through maybe a little bit. Or as you stumble through.
这是我第一次讲到还有另外一个翻译员，所以如果我讲得不好，请大家见谅。
Excellent. Would you turn in your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 4?
请打开你的圣经到以弗所书第四章。
Since our music leaders already opened in a word of prayer, I'm going to thank them for doing so and forego praying to save time as we move into God's word here.
带领我们唱诗的人已经开始了一个祷告，所以我们就不花时间祷告，直接进入神的话。
We are in Ephesians chapter 4, and I'll be reading from verses 11 through 13 in a moment, but the title of the message is Equipping the Church for Perfection.
我们在以弗所书第四章，我们会从第十一节读到第十三节。今天讲到的信息就是装备教会成全圣徒。Ephesians
chapter 4, starting in verse 7, and we're going to read through verse 16.
我们会从以弗所书第四章第七节读到第十六节。Should
I just read the whole thing and then you read the whole thing? Okay. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now, this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also who ascended far above the heavens, so that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part causes the growth of the body, of the building up of itself in love.
弗所书第四章第七节，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说上升，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。 他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动。 飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。Let
me put the book of Ephesians in a little bit of context. The first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, Paul tells us who we are as Christians. He wrote to faithful saints.
让我先给各位介绍一下这本书信的背景。在以弗所书第一章到第三章，保罗首先让每个人知道他们到底是什么样子的一个人，因为他是写给圣徒的。In
chapters 4 through 6, he tells us how to behave. Chapter 4, verse 1, he says, walk in a manner worthy of your calling, with which you've been called.
从第四章到第六章，他就告诉我们应该如何的 行，因为第四章第一节告诉我们，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
May I direct your attention back to verse 7?
让我们回来注意第七节。
Here Paul tells us that each one of us, that's you and that's me, were given grace from God.
这里保罗告诉我们，个人蒙恩，也就是每一个人，就包括你还有我，都从神那里得到恩典。
And in verse 8, he tells us that each one of us was given a gift, a spiritual gift.
第八节，保罗告诉我们，每一个人都得到了恩赐。
In verse 11, Paul gives us 4, maybe 5, particular gifts, and I would ask you to look at verse 11 and ask, do you see what those gifts are?
在第十一节，保罗在这里给了我们四个或者是五个很具体的恩赐。
So he tells us in verse 11, he gave first some apostles, second prophets, third evangelists, and fourth, maybe fifth, pastors and teachers.
所以我们看第十一节，神所赐的第一有使徒，第二先知，第三传福音的，第四或者是甚至有个第五个就是牧师和教师。
You may be thinking to yourself, I'm not any one of these, so where's my gift in the text? And so Paul is talking about particular gifts. He's talking about speaking gifts, or we should say equipping gifts for the church.
你可能会对自己说，这里所指的这一些恩赐我都没有啊。这里保罗所给的是五个很特别的恩赐，是讲到传讲的一种恩赐，或者我们甚至能够说装备的恩赐。
So we have to keep in mind that he has given each of us gifts, even though we may not see our gift in this text. We know that because verses 7 and 16 tell us each one has been given a gift to those who are faithful saints.
不过我们必须要记得，虽然我们的恩赐可能没有在第十一节这里看得见，可是保罗在第七节还有第十六节都说每个人都蒙恩有恩赐，所以虽然我们在这里找不着，却知道每个人都有独特的恩赐。
So verse 13, Paul focuses our attention on the unity of the faith. He's driving toward unity of the faith so that we can become a perfected church. And then he wants us to see the intended results of a perfect church in verses 14 through 16.
在第十三节，我们看得见保罗要我们了解到，这一些恩赐是要让众人在真道上同归于一。从第十四到第十六节，保罗就要看我们看见这一个恩赐所带来的果效。
If I could summarize what I believe Paul is telling us here in this chapter, just in a sentence, it would be something like this. For the sake of unity at Grace Bible Fellowship, you must recognize that Jesus gives leaders to the church to equip the church for perfection. And there's a reason, so that you're equipped to do the work of the ministry.
如果我要很快的给这一场这一堂道做一个简介的话，我可以这么说，为了恩道教会的缘故，你们必须要知道神赐教会有领袖，让领袖能够装备教会来成全圣徒，为的是让这些圣徒能够成就这个善功。
If I could outline the text, there's three things that God wants us to focus on so that this church could become a perfect church. Number one, recognize that Jesus gives gifts to equip the church. Number two, recognize that Jesus has a purpose for giving gifts to the church. And three, recognize that Jesus expects results from your giftedness.
如果我要给这堂信息做一个大纲的话，这里有三点。首先，我们必须要认同耶稣基督赐给我们恩赐，是为了要成全他的教会。第二，我们要认同耶稣基督赐给我们恩赐是有目的的。第三，我们要认同耶稣基督赐给我们恩赐，对我们也有要求。
So Jesus gives gifts for a purpose, and that is to equip the church, to equip the people of the church for the work of service. He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
所以耶稣基督赐给教会的恩赐有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，这一切都为了要装备圣徒，让他们能够侍奉。
It's a well-known fact in church history that when persecution hits the church, they come after the leaders first. And so the leaders, in preparation for persecution in any country, want to equip the people of the church to minister to the church should something bad happen to them.
我们看教会的历史就知道，当逼迫来临的时候，他们首先逼迫的就是教会的领袖。所以教会的领袖的责任就是必须要装备圣徒，万一领袖出了什么事，圣徒能够继续的侍奉。
First, he gave some apostles. First, he gave some apostles. Literally, that means sent people or sent ones. Jesus gave some apostles, meaning some people who are sent to equip and to perfect the saints for service.
首先，耶稣基督赐教会有使徒。使徒的意思就是被差的那一位，所以耶稣基督差他的使徒来到成全教会，成全圣徒。
In Matthew 10 and in Luke 6, we see Jesus choosing for himself the 12 apostles.
在马太福音第六章还有路加福音第十章那里，我们知道耶稣基督为他自己拣选了十二个使徒。
One of them, Judas, betrayed Jesus, and so he had to be replaced.
其中一个使徒犹大，他出卖了耶稣基督，所以他必须被取代。
According to Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, there are two qualifications for an apostle to be replaced.
根据《使徒行传》第一章二十一到第二十二节，这里给了两个必备的条件来取代这个使徒。
The new apostle that they would select was required to have been in Jesus' presence all the time with Jesus, beginning with the baptism of John.
第一个条件就是这个新的使徒必须与其他的使徒从耶稣作伴，从施洗约翰所施的洗，直到耶稣基督复活的那一日。
The second qualification for an apostle, for the office of an apostle, had to be one who witnessed Jesus' resurrection.
第二个成为使徒的必备条件就是他必须是耶稣基督复活的见证人。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 26, the people prayed that Jesus would choose for himself who he would replace Judas.
使徒行传一章二十六节，当时的使徒祷告耶稣基督自己为自己拣选代替犹大的那一位使徒。
There's only one other time in Scripture where another apostle was named, and that's the apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9.
在圣经里面只有多一个地方提到有一个新的使徒，就是使徒保罗在使徒行传第九章那里提到。
So Paul was the last apostle chosen to fill this office.
所以保罗是最后一个得到使徒职分的人。
So these apostles were gifted by Jesus himself to equip us, you and me, for the work of service. And their equipping is found in the Bible that you hold in your hands.
所以这一些使徒就是耶稣基督赐给你和我，为的是装备我们。他们如何装备我们呢？今天就是通过他们所写的圣经。
Right here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, we see the purpose of an apostle, or that apostles were those who were the foundation of the church, God's household.
我们从以弗所书二章二十节就看见了使徒的功用，他们是我们今天教会是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
There's an example of this kind of equipping in Acts chapter 19, where Paul chose 12 men to equip for 2 years of training, of school.
在使徒行传十九章那里，我们看见了一个这样的例子，因为当时保罗选了十二个人教导他们，装备他们来成全教会。
In Acts chapter 19, verse 10, you see the results of their training. It said that all of Asia heard the word of God.
在使徒行传十九章十节那里，我们就看见这一些人被训练之后有什么样子的果子。因为一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，都听见主的道。
So many people in Asia became Christians that the fake God-making industry went out of business and it started a riot.
当时在亚细亚有如此多的人成为基督徒，直到那些造假神的这一个这一些地方，他们已经失去了他们的盈利，直到有一个暴动。
These new believers loved the Lord so much that they burned all of their false religion books. And the amount that the books were worth was about 200 years of one person's salary without a day off.
当时的这些新的信徒，他们如此的爱耶稣基督，直到他们将那些假神的书给烧了，这些书籍烧了之后，计算起来是一个人200年的工资。
Silas and Timothy are known as those who are sent by Christ, but they did not hold the office of apostle, even though Jesus sent them. They did not hold the office because they didn't see him from the days of John the Baptist's baptism to his resurrection.
希腊还有提摩太，他们也是被差的，不过他们没有使徒的职分，因为希腊跟提摩太他们不是耶稣基督复活的见证人。
So even though apostles have an office, there's another kind of an apostle, the Greek word apostelos, to means to send. And so in Romans 10:15, we read, how will they preach unless they are sent, apostelos?
所以虽然在希腊文里面，这个字 apostolos 的意思就是被差的那一位，我们可以看着这个字为使徒或者是被差的，就如同罗马书第十章十五节这里说，若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢？这个差遣就是翻译着 apostolos。
As an example, the elders from my church sent me here. I'm not an apostle, but I am a sent one by my elders to come and speak at the conference and to you.
我就是一个这样的例子，因为我的教会的长老差我来到新加坡在这里传道，所以我是被差的，不过我却不是使徒。
There's another requirement for people who are gifted to be an apostle. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 12:12 that a true apostle performs signs, wonders, and miracles. So if somebody says they're an apostle today, we want to see some signs, wonders, and miracles, right?
真正的使徒还有另外一个特征，就在使徒这个哥林多后书十二章十二节那里提到，一个真正的使徒会借着神迹奇事异能显出使徒的凭据。所以如果今天有人自称为使徒，我们就要问他，你有这一些奇事异能神迹的这一个凭据吗？
So apostles equip us, and we know that from 2 Timothy 3:16-17, we know that all scripture is inspired of God. And even though he's talking about Old Testament, it's the apostles' writings in the New Testament that still equip us today.
所以神赐给教会有使徒，为的是装备圣徒，他们是通过圣经这么做的。提摩太后书三章十六节告诉我们，圣经都是神所默示的，虽然这里所讲的是旧约，可是今天使徒所写的新约继续的成全我们。
Verse 11 tells us the second gift that we're talking about, and that is some prophets.
以弗所书四章十一节也给我们第二个恩赐，这里讲到的有先知。
In Ephesians 2:20, we already know that the church is built on the prophets and the apostles.
我们从以弗所书二章二十节已经知道了，教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
So the purpose is to equip the saints, that's you and that's me, for the work of service. That's the purpose of a prophet.
所以先知的目的就是为了要装备圣徒，就是你还有我来侍奉教会。
Romans 14:3 tells us the purpose that this gift is to build up, comfort, and encourage believers.
罗马书第十三四章第三节告诉我们，这一些恩赐的目的是要造就、安慰，还有劝勉人。
Another purpose is found in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 24, and the purpose of a prophet is to convict unbelievers so they worship God.
另外一个先知的目的就在哥林多前书十四章二十四节告诉我们，先知是要来劝醒那些不信的人。
We also know from 1 Corinthians 12:28 that the apostles were second in line behind, excuse me, the prophets were second behind the apostles. In other words, the apostle had more authority than a prophet.
哥林多前书十二章二十八节也告诉我们，先知是排在使徒之后的，也就是说，使徒的权柄比先知大。
So if somebody who says they're a prophet and what they say doesn't agree with what the apostles have written in the Bible, then they're a false prophet.
所以如果有人自称是先知，可是他所讲的却与使徒在圣经里所写的不一样，这一个就是假先知。
I know at your church you have looked at false prophets recently.
我知道 我知道你的教会最近才刚刚研讨了这一个假先知的课题。
So we know that false prophets can harm the church. Matthew 7:15, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing."
我们知道假先知会伤害到教会，因为马太福音第七章十五节，耶稣基督警告你们要防备假先知，他们外面披着羊皮。
So they look harmless like sheep, but they're ravenous like wolves.
所以他们看起来如同羊一样的不带来伤害，可是在里面却是残暴的狼。
There's a third gift in our text here in chapter 4 verse 3. And that's some evangelists.
在以弗所书第四章十一节这里还有第三个恩赐，就是传福音的。
So what is an evangelist, we ask? Well, the word is only used three times in the New Testament. One time it's used is used of Philip in Acts 21:8.
我们可能会问，什么是传福音的呢？在新约里面，这一个词只用了三次，第一次是用在腓力的身上，这个就在使徒行传18章那里写的。
Paul tells Timothy to do the work of an evangelist, and we see in Ephesians 4 that the work of an evangelist is to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry.
我们也知道保罗告诉提摩太要做成传道的功夫，所以在这里我们也看见这个是传福音的。
Back to verse 11. Fourth and fifth, there are some pastors and teachers who are given to the church for the equipping of the saints.
回到以弗所书四章十一节，第四、第五有牧师和教师。
The word pastor literally means sheep herder.
牧师就是牧养羊群的那一位。
Jesus has compassion for the people in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, because they were distressed and they were rejected.
在马太福音第九章第二十六节，耶稣基督对那里的人有很大的这个怜悯，因为那些人很像羊一样，没有首领。
They were like sheep without a shepherd. The same word. They were like sheep without a pastor.
他们就如同没有牧人的羊群一样，就是没有牧师的羊群。
In John chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I am the good pastor.
在约翰福音那里，耶稣基督说，我是好牧人。
The good pastor lays down his life for his sheep. The same word he lays down his life for his sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
So a pastor protects his sheep from false teachers and feeds the church the word of God on a regular basis through expository preaching, and he comforts the distressed and the hurt.
所以一个好的牧人会喂养神的羊群，他会通过释经讲道，讲解神的话来喂养羊群，他也会保护羊群， 他会安慰羊群。
So the purpose of the pastor is to equip the people of the church, the saints, to do the work of the ministry.
所以牧师的工作或者他的责任就是要装备圣徒，装备信徒，让他们在教会里能够侍奉。
Just as with all speaking gifts, there is a severe warning for teachers. Do you remember the warning that Jesus' brother James gave about teachers?
不过我们也知道这一些宣讲神的话的这种恩赐是有很大的责任。在圣经里，耶稣基督的弟弟雅各给这些教师一个非常严谨的警告。
James 3:1, let not many of you become teachers, because you will incur a stricter judgment.
雅各书三章一节，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
At a later time, you could read 2 Timothy 4:1-5, but we'll move on.
你们如果有时间，等一下可以再读提摩太后书4:1-5，不过我们在这里就不提了。
So a faithful pastor like Pastor Ng stands at the ready at the moment's notice to teach the people the word of God so that he can reprove, rebuke, encourage with great patience and instruction the people.
所以一个忠心的牧师就很像黄牧师一样，他会常常的用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
A faithful pastor in the church will see that the people are serving with their spiritual gifts in the church so that the body is equipped.
一个忠心的牧师在教会里，他会查考信徒是否用着自己的恩赐忠心的侍奉教会。
Let's talk about number two. Recognize that Jesus has a purpose for giving gifts to the church in verse 12.
我们现在来到第十二节，就是第二点。我们必须要认同耶稣基督赐给圣徒有恩赐是有目的的。
In the United States, there are massive churches with thousands and thousands of people, and they hire people to do the ministry. They pay them.And the people, the saints, the regular people, they don't serve. They pay to be served.
在美国有很多巨型的教会，有成千上万的人，他们来到教会，出钱聘请一些人来侍奉。那一些来到教会的会众不侍奉，他们聘请其他人来侍奉。
About 1 year ago, my wife, her name is Debbie, we went to a church in the state of Oklahoma.And when we walked in, they opened the doors, and there were baskets on the inside of the door to put earplugs in our ears.
在大概一年前，我与我的太太 Debbie 来到了一个教会那里。当大门一打开的时候，我们走进教会里，在两旁有一些篮子，篮子里面有一些耳机是让我们戴上的。
The reason we had to put earplugs in is because they hired musicians to do the worship music, and it was very, very loud.
对不起，不是耳机，是要塞住耳朵的。这个是原因，是因为他们聘请的那一些音乐家来到这里教会，他们弹奏的时候非常的吵闹，所以我们必须要用一些这个棉花来塞住耳朵。
Thousands of people came.And the pastor didn't preach from a pulpit like this. He was on a screen, not live.
有几千个人来到，听这一个牧师讲道。可是那一个牧师不是在一讲台这里讲道，他们其实只是在看一个荧幕。牧师是通过荧幕跟他们讲道。
His message was on giving more than 10%, and at the end of the service, he said.If you've been here 3 months and your needs haven't been met at this church, feel free to come see me and I'll give you your money back, a money back guarantee.
他的那一堂信息是有关奉献，然后在他结束的时候，他说如果你们已经来到我们教会3个月了，可是你的需要却没有达到的话，你来找我，我原银奉还。
Even during the offering, the plates came by and the pastor said on the screen, If you want to take money out of the plate because you have needs, you can do that.
当他们把这个奉献的碟子传下去的时候，牧师通过荧幕又在跟会众讲说，你们如果有需要的话，就请你们从碟子上领取一些金钱吧。
At FedEx, where I used to work, if your package is 30 seconds late, you get your money back. At McDonald's in Los Angeles, if your meal is not ready in 3 minutes, you don't have to pay for it.
我曾经在联邦快递这个运输公司工作，在那里我们有一个承诺，就是如果你的包裹迟了30秒钟的话，你就不需要还钱。在洛杉矶，如果你在麦当劳买这个快餐的话，迟了3分钟你就不用还钱。
This kind of Western culture was never intended for the church.
这一种西方的文化原本不应该在教会里出现。
Look at verse 12.
那我们看第十二节。
There's a specific purpose Jesus gives leaders to the church. Here it is. It's for the equipping of the saints.
耶稣基督赐给教会有领导人是有目的的。第十二节就告诉我们，他的目的是为要成全圣徒。
The word equipping is a medical term, and it means to fix a bone, to put a bone back together.
这里知道成全这一个字，其实在原文里是指医治好一个折断了的骨头。
The word equipping means perfecting the church. It means to bring the church to a state where it's perfect. That may never happen, but that's our goal.
所以装备圣徒就是为了要成全圣徒，使圣徒完全。虽然这个不一定达得到，可是我们必须要尝试。
So the natural question is equipping the saints for what? Is it to demand money back if their needs aren't met?
我们很自然的一个问题就是成全圣徒做什么呢？是不是让他们如果他的需要没有达到的话，我们要援引奉还呢？
Or to pay ministry professionals to entertain you and your family.
还是聘请一些专业的人来给我们娱乐呢？
Apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers gift the church are given to the church for the equipping of the saints so that the people do the work of the ministry.
神赐使徒先知传福音的牧师和教师是为要成全圣徒来各尽其职，就是在教会里侍奉。
So while our gift may not be these gifts, we do know from verses 7 and verse 16 that Jesus does give us spiritual gifts for the church.
所以我们的恩赐可能不在第十一节这里，不过通过第七还有第十六节，我们知道每一个信徒都有自己的恩赐。
Paul tells Timothy to be diligent, to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly handling the truth.
保罗告诉提摩太，他必须借力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
A pastor who is not diligent in study of God's word, a pastor who is not diligent is not approved by God.
一个牧师如果没有好好花时间来研读神的话，这样的牧师不蒙神喜悦。
Preparing sermons takes a lot of time, right, Pastor?
我们身为牧师，如果是要预备这个讲道，花的时间很长。
And there's a reason, because pastors want to equip the people accurately from the truth of God's word.
目的是因为牧师要正确的用神的话来装备圣徒。
There came a time in the Apostle Paul's ministry in Acts chapter 6 where they ran out of time to study and to pray. So what did they do? I'm sorry.
我们知道使徒在使徒行传第六章那里，他们有一次没有时间来预备这个讲道还有祷告，他们如何做呢？
They directed people to nominate deacons to serve tables.
他们那个时候就教导这个会众按例执事，为的是要处理这些粮食的问题。
If pastors are buried in many programs, they stay busy and they don't have time to study for the sermon on Sunday or midweek.
如果牧师因着教会不同的节目而非常忙碌的话， 这样他们就没有时间好好的查考圣经。
The pastor is not the body. The pastor is one who speaks and preaches. Everybody else works together to grow the body.
牧师不是基督的身体，牧师的这个责任就是要好好的讲道来装备圣徒，圣徒才是耶稣基督的身体。
Do you see the pastor's goal in verse 12?
你通过第十二节看得出牧师的目标是什么吗？
It's to build up the body of Christ.
他的目标就是要建立基督的身体。
The body, the word body is a word picture that's used many times in this letter.
在这封书信里面，身体这个词保罗常常用。
In verse 12, the gift God gives each one of us is to build up the body in Christ.
第十二节，神赐给教会的恩赐是为要成全圣徒，建立基督的身体。
And in verse 16, the body works together.
第十六节，全身百节各按其职。
Some may not have speaking gifts, but they have serving gifts or giving gifts.
有些人可能没有讲道的恩赐，不过他们有侍奉的恩赐，或者是贡献的恩赐。
Or prayer or encouragement.
或者是祷告，或者是劝勉。
So it's for the building up of the body of Christ.
这个是为了要建立基督的身体。
In Romans 14:9, Paul says, So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. We want to build up each other.
罗马书14章19节，保罗说，所以我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德行的事。我们要彼此建立。
You and I have not been given gifts by God to sit idly by and watch others do the work of the ministry. If we don't do our gifts, we are mocking God's church.
神没有赐给我们个人恩赐，让我们坐下来懒懒散散地观看其他人侍奉。如果你得到了恩赐却不侍奉的话，你就是在嘲笑神给你的恩赐。
There's a third point about how the Holy Spirit directs Grace Bible Fellowship to become a perfect church. Number three.
我们现在来到第三点，就是圣灵赐给我们恩赐，是为了这个教会如何的达到他的目标呢？
In verse 13, recognize that Jesus expects results from the gifts he's given.
第十三节，我们必须要认同耶稣基督对我们有要求，他赐给我们恩赐，对我们有要求。
So far we've seen that Jesus gives gifts to perfect his church in verse 11.
我们从第十一节已经看见了耶稣基督赐教会恩赐是为了要成全教会。
And that Jesus has a purpose for giving gifts. And now, in point number 3, Paul is showing us a two-part goal for each one of us.
然后第二点就是耶稣基督是有目的的。第三点，我们现在就看见耶稣基督对我们有两个目标或者两个要求。
First goal, the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
第一个目标就是在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
Second goal, a church that is mature like Jesus himself.
第二个目标就是教会得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
If we ask the question, how long do I have to use my gift?
如果我们要问一个问题，就是我要用我的这个恩赐多长的时间呢？
Look at verse 13.
让我们看第十三节。
The answer for how long is found in the word until.
多久呢？只等到。
Literally, until the point in time where all of us, not just the leaders, arrive at a particular destination.
也就是说，我们所有的人，不只是教会的领导人，来到了一个目的地。
The word until tells us until the church has attained the unity of the faith.
只等到就是直到教会在真道上同归于一。
In other words, keep using your gift until we reach our destination, the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. That's how long.
也就是说你要不断地运用你的恩赐，直到教会在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，这一个就是目的地。
Unity in the church is critical, but unity has a purpose in verse 13.
在真道上同归于一，这一个是基要的，而且第十三节这里也告诉我们它有一个目的。
If you underline words in your Bible, underline this one, to the knowledge of the Son of God, that's the goal.
如果你要在这里画出来的话，你应该将这一个词认识神的儿子给画出来。
The word knowledge, maybe you've heard the Greek word knowledge, gnosis before, that's not this word in this text.
这里讲的认识，可能你们对希腊文有一些知道有一个希腊文叫做 gnosko, 可是这里所用的不是那个字。
He uses another word that's like knowledge, only it's epignosis.
他在这里用的是另外一个知识，希腊文是 epignosis.
We're looking for unity in the church that is an intensified, deep knowledge based on God's word and a love for Him.
这里所指的这个知识是一个非常深厚而且非常深入的一种知识。
This kind of unity in the church comes as a result of spending time in our Bibles and prayer.
这一种的合一是必须要花时间研读圣经还有祷告而来的。
An expository preaching that allows us to understand the message to the original audience.
还有通过释经讲道来明白原文到底是有什么意思的。
So the first goal is the deep, deep knowledge of God, the unity of the faith.
所以第一个这一个目标就是一个非常深入深厚的与神的一种关系，这一个就是真道上同归于一。
The second goal is a mature church, as a result of people serving and using their gifts.
第二个目标就是一个成熟的教会，在一个成熟的教会里头的会众会用他们的恩赐彼此侍奉。
Look at verse 13 again and notice the words to a mature man.
我们再看第十三节，得以长大成人。
These words describe the members of the church.
这些字是用来形容教会的会员。
These each of us must grow in Christ as individuals, but Paul wants us to see that we must grow the corporate body, the whole church.
我们个人都必须成长，不过保罗要我们看见我们整体就是一个教会也必须成长。
The word mature means perfect or full grown, not babies, not children.
这里所讲的长大成人就是说要完全的意思，而不是婴孩的那一种成长。
Who in verse 14 are tossed by wind and waves of doctrine.
因为第十四节告诉我们，小孩子中了人的诡计，会被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去。
We know from the text that we are to be mature, but how mature? How full grown are we to be?
圣经这里我们知道要求我们要长大成人，可是到什么程度呢？
This is how mature, to the fullness, or to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我们必须要成长到一个程度，就是满有基督成长的身量。
As mature as Jesus himself is, that's how mature the church is called to be.
我们的成熟度必须要像耶稣基督一样，这个就是神对教会的呼召。
So how can we grow to maturity like Christ?
我们要如何的长大成人，像耶稣基督一样呢？
Each one of us must grow as a result of the gifts that God has given to the church to do the work of the ministry.
我们个人都必须因着神赐给教会的恩赐而成长。
As we serve one another, we move toward the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God.
当我们彼此侍奉的时候，我们就朝向着在真理上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
Maybe you find yourself thinking, I want to serve, but I don't know how I'm gifted. I don't know what I can do in the church.
可能你会想，我要侍奉，可是我不知道教会需要什么样子的侍奉。
Look for things that interest you. Maybe there's something that God is moving in your heart, and you think, I want to try that.
你要寻找一些让你感兴趣的一些事物，可能神在感动你的心，让你要在这一方面去开始侍奉。
Ask the leaders in the church, how can I serve? How can I help?
你可以问教会的领导人，我能够有什么样子的贡献呢？我能够在哪里做出帮助呢？
Pray to the Lord that He'll give you direction and a heart to encourage other people in some way at church here, at this church.
你要祷告神，让神感动你的心，能够去鼓励其他的人，就是在你的教会，恩道教会里鼓励其他的人。
Your leaders have a very big responsibility. Jesus says that they are His under shepherds.
你的领导人有非常大的责任，因为耶稣基督是大牧者，他们是小牧者。
So they're responsible to him for your care, and that's why they love you and are looking for others to help them in this church to reach others for Christ.
所以他们对耶稣基督必须为着你们而交账，他们是非常关心你们，而且要带领你们来侍奉的。
Shall we close in prayer?
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, you give us gifts to perfect the church, and we recognize that you expect results. I pray for each one here that you would move in their hearts to serve you in a greater way. And that we would pray for leadership, for Pastor Ng, and for the elders,that you would protect them, Father, from those who would desire to bring them harm. Lord, protect their time in study. And also, Lord, that you would raise up a new generation, a younger generation that would magnify your name in this world, that you would use Grace Bible Fellowship to reach the world with the gospel of Christ and train others to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.